Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Walk, Don't Run. That's the name of that song. Ventures, right? That's the Ventures. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it just for you every single day. New stuff to listen to or read or watch. That's right. We got new video up every week, sometimes more than one. So check all that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. Having a great visit with our new friend, but I feel like I've known him all of his life because I know his dad and his old family. Michael Menzies is an organic farmer. He's a community supported agriculture expert. He's a green farmer. Michael, thanks for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your success. He lives in Oregon in the Portland area. Currently lives there. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But Michael, we've been talking about your agriculture, your organic farming, and you've helped us understand what that is, what community supported agriculture is. But you're also a green farmer. Now, tell us the difference. You know, when some people would say, "Well, organic green, isn't that the same thing?" But it's not, is it?
No, sir. The green side of what we do is is more along the lines of it's kind of engineering. We make most of our own fuel for our diesel tractors.
You actually make your own fuel that runs your tractors, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. We do. We have a small ethanol plant to make ethanol. Back in the old days, they would call that a still.
Right. Is it for you? Is it cheaper to do that than it is to buy diesel fuel, or is it just a statement that you want to make?
No, it's actually less expensive.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this all over the place, all the time?
Well, so part of the challenge with making your own diesel really comes down to the feedstock. You know, the ingredients that go into it, and unfortunately, the way that the policies, the national policies, are designed is that feedstocks are selected by people who are trying to make money off of getting subsidies for feedstock.
So you're saying saying it's all about politics. The technology is there to make less expensive diesel fuel, but the politics won't let it.
Correct, 100%.
Wow,
I mean, there's no question whatsoever.
Wow.
We've been making, on our farm, we've been making our own diesel and our own.
This is
ethanol.
Breaking news for a lot of people, Michael. I'm serious. No, a lot of people have never heard this. Most people have never heard what you just said. They're not surprised, but they haven't heard what you just said.
Yeah, well,
unbelievable.
Maybe every other farm and every other system is different than ours, and we're just wrong. But we've found very good
success. Hey, Michael, do your tractors start?
Yes.
Do they run?
Yes.
Do they run? I know a little bit about diesel tractors. Do your tractors start and run on the stuff you bake?
Yes, they do.
Then you're not wrong. You're very right.
Yeah. No, they have. We've been making biodiesel using waste vegetable and virgin vegetable oil on our farm for the last 15 years.
Wow.
Same
tractors. Is this used vegetable oil or is this new stuff?
Well, so we collect vegetable oil that would just be landfilled or turned into feed and sold abroad from restaurants in town.
Okay, so you take their waste oil, the French fry and the fish oil and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I got you.
It smells like donuts when I'm driving the tractor.
Yeah, exactly. So now you also are successful with solar too, aren't you?
Correct. Yes, exactly. We've got both thermal solar and photovoltaic solar.
How much do you figure that you save a year by being green in terms of energy?
As a blanket, it probably balances out because we use the we use the benefits to reinvest. But we're not really focused on the subsidy side. We're focused on the long term investment.
Right.
So if you just took something like the biodiesel, and you took the lowest cost feedstock, which is B feedstock that I just haul for, that
right.
somebody else is throwing away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're making that diesel fuel for about $1.25 a gallon.
Wow. So that saves you a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's about $3. That's about a $3 a gallon discount. Hey, listen,
exactly.
I want to, before we run out of time, I want to get to something else. You're leaving Oregon. You're moving to Grenada, the island, aren't you?
That's correct.
Because you want to get into the the boutique beer business, don't you?
Correct. Yes.
Why aren't you going to do it in Oregon?
Well, we have we tried for about 5 years to put a microbrewery that would also have a micro distillery on our farm. And we're zoned appropriately for it. We meet all the standards for it. But we are our local land use planners and building planners will not allow us to put it on.
So they're going to let you move away. They're going to allow a 20 plus year farmer in their community move away instead of helping them get started with this new business.
Yep, and not provide jobs to the
Hampton. How many employees do you
have every year?
How many employees do you have?
Well, it depends. It's seasonal because it's farming,
right.
But we have up to 5 employees.
So why Grenada?
Well, this is sad to say, but the government is very supportive of small businesses.
So they're supporting you down there. Yeah.
Say again?
So you're going to have to come back. We got to talk about this some more, Michael. Will you come back another day?
Yes, sir, I will.
I've enjoyed having you here. Brayside Farms, CSA.com. BreaSide. Brayside Farms, CSA.com. Check it out, folks. We'll have Michael back another day. He's got more to teach us. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.